Chicago has had more than its share of political scandals, and now another one is rocking the city's public school system. Federal investigators are among those looking into the city's elite public schools, and that has many families thinking perhaps it's not what you know, but who you know that's important. Chicago Public Radio's Tony Arnold reports.
Olga Lopez's son, Alejandro, will be starting his freshman year of high school this fall. He had planned on going to one of Chicago Public Schools' 9 elite schools, the Ivy League of the city. But the admissions process is very competitive. It was so stressful that Lopez wondered what she could do to give Alejandro an edge.
You hear these stories and you kind of naturally start thinking, who do I know? Who do I know? Do I know anybody? And if I had been very smart, I would have made Ale's godmother some top official in the Board of Ed or something.
Thousands apply for the elite schools, but only a handful get in. Administrators say they look at things like grades, standardized test scores, and attendance, and rank students on a scale of 1,000. Alejandro scored in the mid-800s. Olga Lopez says he's never in trouble, teachers like him, but despite all that, he didn't get into his school of choice. And when that happened, he looked instead outside the public school system. Lopez says it made her think, what's it take to get into a quality public school? Administrators admit it's not an easy process.
Certainly there's a lot of people who want these spots, and when a student doesn't get in, people make a lot of noise. But the system is really set up to monitor for that.
Don Friend is a former principal at one of Chicago's elite high schools and is now an administrator for the entire school system. Friend says as a principal, he would hear from tons of parents appealing their kids' merits.
You get all kinds of letters, phone calls, people stopping up to the school.
Friend says he never got any shady offers for cash or pay-to-play opportunities, but the Chicago Tribune reports federal authorities have opened an investigation into the elite school's admission process. Julie Westerhoff runs Parents United for Responsible Education, a watchdog group.
Parents have not trusted this system since day one.
Westerhoff says this investigation is long overdue. She complains that wealthy and well-connected parents have long been throwing around their clout on behalf of their children.
The rules ought to be the same for everybody. But, you know, this is Chicago. And we know that in Chicago, there's an expectation that a certain group of people who have power will be able to get their children into any school.
Westerhoff points out unqualified students who have parents with clout aren't just attending public high schools. The issue has also plagued top officials at the University of Illinois in recent months. They're accused of admitting hundreds of unqualified students. The scandal involves the president of the university, along with many high-ranking elected officials. A state panel investigating the admissions process recently recommended every trustee on the board resign. And yesterday, the chairman of the board did just that. There have been no calls for resignations at Chicago Public Schools. And Mayor Richard Daley says he doesn't think that investigation will get anywhere near the scope of that at the University of Illinois. Daley insists he hasn't heard of any parents using their clout to get their kids into Chicago's elite public schools, and says he's just happy the schools are attracting top students.
People trying to get into schools, usually they're fleeing to the suburbs.
But one student who won't be enrolled at Chicago Public Schools is Olga Lopez's son, Alejandro. After he didn't get into his first choice of schools, he ended up getting a full scholarship to a private school in Chicago. For NPR News, I'm Tony Arnold in Chicago.